Acupuncture has been tested in the emergency departments of Melbourne hospitals, and it's delivering some good results. The study by RMIT has shown the treatment is effective for acute pain. Stephanie Corsetti reports.
It's no surprise that when patients first arrive at hospital emergency departments, their most common complaint is they're in pain. But now traditional Chinese medicine practitioners have been used in departments as part of a study into pain relief. Professor Mark Cohen is from RMIT University and he led the research.
Acupuncture is very widely used in the community by doctors for chronic pain, and there's a Medicare item number that since the 1980s has been available. But the role of acupuncture for acute pain and in emergency departments hasn't been widely researched, even though there are quite a few emergency physicians who have done their own training in acupuncture and offer acupuncture.
The study found acupuncture provided pain relief on its own and as a combined treatment with medication. For patients with ankle sprains or lower back pain, the outcome was comparable to taking drugs. Although it took an hour for patients to experience pain relief, those involved in the study were satisfied with the acupuncture treatment.
At the moment, I think we're failing patients because, whether it's drugs or acupuncture, it doesn't provide immediate pain relief. However, this study shows that there are alternatives to drugs.
Professor Cohen says the pain-blocking reaction the body generates from acupuncture can be just as powerful as opiates or other drugs.
This study then opens the door to say, how come we haven't been using this in hospitals? And maybe it does have a role, certainly for pain relief.
He adds that acupuncture can be a safe alternative for patients when there are concerns about using drugs. Professor Cohen says some Australian emergency departments already offer acupuncture, but only when trained staff are available. Dr. Michael Ben-Mir is from the Cabrini Hospital's emergency department in Melbourne and is trained in the practice. He administered the treatment to about 65 patients as part of the study.
When you go to an emergency department, I don't think most people think they will be offered acupuncture. Many were pleasantly surprised, but most suggested to us that if we thought it was going to be of benefit, then they would be happy to be involved.
Three other Melbourne hospitals were also involved in the research. Dr. Ben-Mir says it would be difficult and costly to have an extra acupuncture therapist in an emergency department, but more training for doctors could be a solution.
Then there's the governance of non-medical practitioners in hospital settings, which there's no precedent for that. I think if we were going to include this therapy into medical practice, that the simplest and quickest way would be to train the doctors.
He says it's important to see how medical professionals react to the study. It has been published in the Medical Journal of Australia.
Stephanie Corsetti reporting.